The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The story you're about to enjoy is a factual tale, read to you from a fictional location. We believe.
Madam, are you familiar with a man named Brandel Boot?
Oily little lout, looks like a possum, all the appeal of a spoonful of scabs.
You do know him?
No, that's how his mother describes him. Why are we talking about him?
I'm pleased to report that I caught him peering into your dressing room window.
I knew he was a poxy little pervert. Darling, call the authorities. Wait, did you say you were pleased to report this?
Indeed. Because, madam, when I say I caught him, I mean to say that I caught him.
Oh, I see. In that case, congratulations. And please call the gardener. Welcome to the Midnight Library, everyone. I'm your helpful librarian and host, Miranda Merrick. I feel that Mr. Darling and I owe you a sincere thank you. We thank you for thinking of us, for remembering us, and especially for making a point of remembering to visit us here, away in this old, strange library. What an honor it is to be held in another's memory. And for positive reasons only, one would hope. Please trust that indeed you are beholden in our memories too, for you are dear to us and we think of each of you often. Perhaps for varying reasons and to varying degrees of intensity, but still often. Memories are funny old things, aren't they? There's a study that claims that each time you recall a memory, it becomes altered slightly in some small way. I'm not certain I believe this myself. It seems to be relatively easy for each of us to call up countless memories of things that have happened in our past, and another matter entirely to remember something approaching in the future. We all have long lists of such things anyway, most of them thankfully pleasant. Someone's birthday, a sacred anniversary, a hex that needs placed. Long ago, when paper and ink were scarce, folks would unravel a bit of thread from their clothing and tie it around their finger in order to keep a reminder of an approaching event at hand, as it were. A visual reminder of whatever date, task, or obligation that needed to be placed foremost in their thoughts. Later, diaries and calendars would be metered out with pages of days and months ahead. The phrase, "I'll pencil that in," jumps to mind. But it's hard to remember a special day with certainty when you do not know when that day will actually be. The only thing we can say for certain is that if you live to mark your first birthday, you have already lived on the day that you will inevitably die. With each year that passes, the day you will die is there too, with you happily moving through it, doing other things, oblivious to its weight. Is it today? Who can say? There is a kind of choice to keep such a reminder in the form of a physical object, which supports also a kind of life philosophy. The story of Memento Mori is dark and fascinating. It has also intricate beauty, subtle secrets, and a noble message. One I'm afraid we might all consider, or most of us anyway. Mr. Darling, I want to share with our guests something intimately special and dear to my heart.
Oh, I'll retrieve the bloodletting bowl and unlock Detritus the demon.
No, I want to tell them how they can have their very own Book of Shadows. I'm listening to Amelia Glanville's audio book, Wicca Book of Shadows, a guide to creating, personalizing, and keeping your own Book of Shadows. It's deliciously available from Audible.
Oh, I see. Well, let me explain how easy it is to support the Midnight Library and get the best out of Audible's membership. Visit audible.com/TML, as in the Midnight Library, or text TML to 500-500 to get a free trial and to avail yourself of thousands of titles and programs and audiobooks recorded for you by the most talented narrators to be found.
It's true, dear guests. You'll discover untold worlds of entertainment and knowledge for all your listening pleasure. And good news for existing Audible members, they can now download all of the Audible Originals monthly selection, rather than having access to two of them. And if someone you know is isolated, Audible can easily be given as a marvelous gift.
Precisely. And in light of that, for dark times, here's another something new from Audible. Say, for example, a curse has plagued your village, and you can't leave your castle, and you and your loved ones just want to hear some stories to lift the spirits. Well, Audible has generously made available hundreds of titles to stream, completely free for anyone, anytime, and all anyone needs to do is simply visit their special website, stories.audible.com, to engage in a hand-picked, screen-free experience of entertainment, education, classics, and general interest content with no ads, no commitment, no apps, and no sign-up. Just click from any device, stream, and listen. However, we're sure you'll be so pleased you'll want to start your own regular Audible membership to access their thousands of other top-shelf offerings and receive your monthly credit. Once again, to do that, visit their main website, audible.com/TML, or text TML to 500-500. Oh, and madam, I fear Detritus the demon is feeling sad not to be needed. May I give him a few bones to chew on?
Oh, we can certainly be more generous than that.
Ah, you have such a good heart. An entire guest it is, then.
First, a little Latin lesson, which many of you may already know or come very close to exacting a guess, that the phrase memento mori boils down to, remember, you must die. Which seems silly when one speaks it out loud. I mean, how could you forget? Or be allowed to? However, you only need listen to almost any politician or dictator, or even some celebrities, to get an idea of just how far removed they themselves have become from the reality of their own demise. They choose to focus on their fame and power. You know the old saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely. To me, in addition to lying, stealing, and the abuse of one's power to gain a better life for one's own self or preferred group, this could also mean the corruption of facing reality. The reality that no matter who you are or how high your station in life, you too will one day die. This fact is indeed the great equalizer. So where did this cheery message come from? Well, while nearly any ancient religious text espouses the idea in some form or another, the earliest record of it being put into action comes down to us from Roman times. Apparently, what I'm about to tell you was an actual tradition used to keep the ego of those in power in check. In fact, the act of physically placing this reminder was part of someone's job. I'd certainly apply. When a victorious statesman of past times, say, a Roman general who had just won a battle, was being celebrated or put on a pedestal to be praised for his great victory or accomplishment, it was the responsibility of a servant to stand directly behind the glorious general and to speak directly into the general's ear in a voice that could be heard above the cheering crowd, and to clearly say,
"Respice post te, omnem te esse momento, momento mori."
Look behind you. Remember that you are but a man. Remember that you will die. This was a gallant effort to urge the great man of power to remember his true place, that he was eventually going to be equal to the people he had power over and even the people whom he had conquered. No matter how lofty his position, he was, in reality, going to end up just like every one of the faces below him in the crowd, dead. It is a humbling thought, isn't it? That's its purpose, to hopefully infuse humility, and perhaps a little fear. Fear because of the fact that no matter what any scientist, philosopher, or religion tells us, we none of us actually know if our soul exists, or if we will face some sort of ultimate judgment in some sort of deserving afterlife. Our actions while alive deciding our fate in death. Reward or torture. I rather admire leaders who thought it was wise to have this reminder spoken right to them. Maybe it's a shame more people don't do this still today. So down from the Latin Christians and Romans came this idea or philosophy that everyone should recognize the temporal, fleeting nature of life, that we and all living things end. The idea later became visual and tactile. Artists began to convey the message in their paintings, as well as sculptors in their creations and writers in their novels. Even engravers minting coins all embrace this powerful message. Before I tell you of the achingly beautiful ways the doom-filled phrase has been made real, let me point out just how helpful and provocative the statement truly is. It is the root of the carpe diem message of seize the day, a reminder to take action. Read that book, learn that skill, help other people, get things accomplished. Make the most of your time because you don't have all the time in the world. And just because the days aren't numbered does not mean they are without number. And, in my opinion, an unspoken aspect of the philosophy, to love many things and people passionately. Ugh, sometimes I annoy myself. Some of the first places to become bedecked in the beautifully dreary motif were tombs and tombstones. People, often early Christians, began to request that their permanent grave markers feature some sort of death message. Wilted flowers, a spent hourglass, and skeletons themselves, often with the exact message, memento mori, accompanying the images. This was to encourage loved ones who visited their grave to face their own fate, and perhaps warm to the religion of the grave owner, or become prepared to meet one's maker. A famous engraving reads, "Reader, beware as you pass by. As you now are, so once was I. As I am now, so you will be. Therefore prepare to follow me." Spooky. And true. Early artworks speak the morbid mantra with gentle whispers, as well as full-throated shouts. The unique style of painting was known as a vanita, which is Latin for vanity, and was frequently featured on the opposite side of a painted portrait. A two-sided vivid display of both of life's realities. The front, a colorful portrait of a living person, healthy and dressed in their finery, essentially full of vigor and life, with pulsing rosy flesh and bright eyes. But on the reverse side of the canvas, a vanita painting. In addition to featuring a pale, dry human skull, the paintings were laden with death symbology. Snuffed out candles, barely burning embers, bubbles about to pop, rotting fruit, tipped wine glasses, faded unfinished letters and concertos, crumbled flowers, webs, and dust. These paintings have the most divine gloom. The sober message even became fashionable. Memento mori jewelry, although certainly in the same realm as mourning jewelry, is unique unto itself, although there does seem to be a hazy gray area where the two may be confused. We'll almost certainly dig into mourning jewelry another time. Memento rings, to give you some idea, might be gold with black enamel encircling a prominent white skull, some just etched with the phrase Memento Mori in a grand old font, and some so intricate they feature both. There's a pendant for a lady's necklace that is a tiny model casket. The closed lid showing the symbols of dying flames, a skull, and crossbones above a still hourglass. Upon lifting the lid, a dainty detailed skeleton rests within the wee ornate coffin. Some of the rings even had the ability to act as a stamp, to be pressed into hot wax to seal a letter or document, leaving the reverse impression of a grinning skull. So you could send your melancholy message with even more moroseness. Lovely. Then there are the figurines and the beads, mostly carved from pure ivory, which was abundant, legal, and much in demand in the 15th through the 17th centuries. The Renaissance was in full swing and brought with it a society that was anxious to prove to anyone who might notice that they were educated, polished, and at least in some regards wealthy. Many wanted to convey the idea that they had the expendable funds and exceptional personality to be considered eccentric. They were well informed about other cultures, had rare knowledge and exclusive experiences and possessions. They began to collect and display all sorts of strange and far-flung items. The more shocking, the better in their minds. Curiosity cabinets became all the rage, and memento mori carvings, art, and jewelry fit right in. Some aristocratic types had entire rooms, so-called rooms of wonder, in their homes dedicated to the displaying of odd, antiquated, and rare objects. Memento mori statues and figurines of the time were strikingly unique, blatantly sending a profoundly dismal message through the fact that they were fashioned out of something that was already dead. The carved creations featured human skeletons in various states of decomposition and often bearing drained hourglasses. Death itself is sometimes personified in glorious Grim Reaper form, complete with his hooded robe and trusty sickle. Often he is entwined in a dramatic pose with a beautiful maiden. The obvious juxtaposition of these two disparate characters was intended to reach those with even the most basic depth of intelligence. Later, elaborate clocks would show death in motion, pursuing the living in a never-ending loop of time. The likenesses of famous persons of the given era were often carved in ivory in memento mori style, too. A pope, for instance, would be shown with one side of his living face in meticulous, recognizable detail, while the other half of his head and face were shown as a bare skull, as he would most assuredly one day look when dead. In Italy during the Renaissance, the message of memento mori even found its way into the food, with bakeries offering ossi di morti, or bones of the dead, biscuits. The crunchy little cookies made in the shapes of skulls and bones can still be found today, albeit closer to Halloween, because they have good tastes in more ways than one. The Catholic Christian faith in particular was abundant with this direct message kind of imagery. Small prayer beads, often strung into a rosary, were painstakingly etched with detailed skulls, snakes, vines, and saints. Each type of bead, according to its size and shape, has a certain position along the rosary to help the person praying keep track of their prayers. The ivory beads, after thousands of passes through human fingers, absorb the natural oils from the skin, causing them to take on a warm, sepia-toned patina, the living oils having bonded with the long-dead relic. So, my dear guests, even if you find all of this impending doom-type talk a little too gloomy to bear in mind on a daily basis, and you are one who is able to forget about death, one thing is certain, he won't forget about you. How endearing! No wonder some people choose to make lifelong friends with him. We invite you to make your way to the reception desk, where you'll find some beautifully dreary representations and resources for memento mori, should you be so inclined. Please follow Mr. Darling's instructions to safely escape, I mean depart, from the library. Good night.
Delightfully dismal reading tonight, madam. Will you take tea?
I will if you'll give me an update on the gardener's project on Boot Hill.
Ah, the gardener is on vacation, so I'm afraid I had to rely on his assistant. You're familiar with the young man.
Eddie, the pretty goth young man who lies on his bed reading and singing work songs all day? I'm unimpressed so far.
He prefers to be called Edward, and you may like to know that he not only completed his assignment whilst you read, he planted a goth garden on the spot with black blooms only. You can see it from your room, madam.
Darling? See that Edward is given a larger black goose down mattress, and unlock the unpublished Poe for him, won't you please?
Mm-hmm.
The Midnight Library is co-produced by Tess Feifel and Astonishing Legends Productions and is edited by Sarah Voorhees-Wendell with music and sound design by Ryan McCullough. Special thanks to Miranda Merrick and Mr. Darling. No part of the show may be reproduced in any manner without express written consent. Copyright Astonishing Legends, all rights reserved.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.